This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Drag Race Recap here on Reality TV Wrap Ups. I'm your host, Liana Boris, and we are here to discuss episode 6 of RuPaul's Drag Race season 15. We just got off an Instagram live together, but I'm so happy to be back with these two. First, let me welcome in Amon Adwin. Amon, how are you?
I am loving it, baby. I'm happy to be here. Back with you guys, talking about more of this fantastic season, even if it's cut short for some dumbass show on MTV.
And someone who is never cut short. We love to hear everything she has to say. It's Beth Dixon. Beth, how are you?
Hi, Gay. No, I'm doing really well. I was excited to see our guest host this week because it just was like, oh, anybody can be a guest now on Drag Race. So we all have hope here.
I loved it.
So maybe we could do something iconic and become a guest judge. No, I'm doing well. I can't wait to break this episode down.
Okay. Yes. So we have a lot to get to, although we have very little runway to get to because most of this episode was all about this main group challenge. And of course, all of the drama that surrounds it. We got the tease last week that the queens are going to be performing in girl groups or old lady girl groups, of course, to live their golden years. That's our main challenge. So, Amon, give me your overall thoughts on how you felt this twist or, you know, the little bit of the Golden Girls spin on it for this music challenge.
I thought it was a good idea because, I mean, we're used to music challenges, right? So I like that they sort of injected a little bit more acting into it as well. But also, like, we want your lyrics to be funny and fun and camp, but also, like, we want you to take this seriously about how you should take the time to nurture your best Judy relationship. So I felt like it was like an all-encompassing type of challenge where it's like comedy, it's acting, it's your, you know, your penmanship, your singing, your rapping, all of that is garbled up into one gigantic mess. And then you split it down into three separate genres. I thought it was great.
I like your penmanship. I like to think of it though as like, it was their actual penmanship. Not their lyric writing, but yes, I get what you mean. I totally get what you mean.
Yeah, I really like this challenge. I just don't understand what the judges really want out of it. So I guess I thought everybody did really well, to be perfectly frank with you.
Yeah.
And I know that, you know, RuPaul said something about splitting gray hairs, which I was like, nice. But I did kind of feel like they were unnecessarily harsh and kind of out of left field with a lot of the judging and things that we definitely didn't see on television. So I just found this to be such a weird challenge in that regard that I don't know what the judges were really looking for.
I think that's fair. Let me just read the like actual description. So this is the one for the challenge, which is the queens fast forward 50 years to perform in old lady girl groups, singing about life, love, growing old with your besties. They had to write their own verses to the brand new golden oldies. And the three genres of music were heavy metal, country, and hip hop. And I do feel like, okay, so their task was sort of like playing these characters. But then apart from that, it really seemed to be like up to their own interpretation. And then with the judging being essentially like, let's just freaking talk about it. The hip hop group, right? Okay. Because they all ended up in the bottom. And so I was watching with a friend of mine and her comment was like, oh, they're going to hate that they're like acting young, right? That they're not like too old. And with three of the queens from that group ending up in the bottom, I kind of feel like that was also sort of like part of the criteria, even though it maybe wasn't necessarily mentioned.
Yeah.
I mean, I do see that there are queens that miss their lyrics, that for sure, like, you got to know your lyrics. But it did feel like there was more scrutiny on the hip hop group than the other groups.
Oh, 1,000%. And then they're praising how crazy Sasha is in the heavy metal. Right. And I'm just sitting like, she didn't act old. She just was doing this and she was like thrusting and she was doing all these other things. I was like, how is that different? Because they all acted old when they weren't doing their stunts and tricks in the hip hop group. Like, it just seemed weird.
And it's hip hop. Like, that's the one that calls for flips and dips and all types of, like, it's a dance genre. Like, and heavy metal and country, like, yeah, you can dance to that stuff too, but it's not as choreography focused as one would think. And so, yeah, there was a moment where I was like, well, I mean, they understood the assignment. And like, I don't know. Yes, like, not knowing the lyrics is the cardinal sin, right? So, like, and Michelle is going to be looking at everybody's lips. And if you are not freaking, why do I always forget Queen's names in the middle of me talking? If you are not What's-Her-Face pointing at her mouth and giving you everything.
Coco Montrese,
thank you.
You're welcome.
If you are not giving that during these music challenges and Michelle catches on to it, it's over. So I can understand that, but it was sort of like hard to swallow, like, what exactly was wrong with what they did. Maybe because they didn't paint old enough. Maybe the look that they wore wasn't like old enough. Maybe they weren't slunching over a little bit more. I don't know.
Yeah, I just don't know what the judges wanted. And to be perfectly frank too, they were like, you stood out too much to one person. And then the other person, they were like, you didn't stand out enough. And I'm like, what do you want? Do you want them to stand out? Do you not want them to stand out? And they're like, this is a group challenge. You shouldn't be standing out. Love the way that you stood out in this challenge. Like, you really made it your own. And I was like, it's not like there's not a rubric for anybody like at home or the queens to follow to figure out what is the real point of this challenge from the judge's perspective.
Do we know if they do this twice? We know that they film the runways twice. Do they film like Rusicles and stuff like this twice as well?
I think they do sometimes. Right? And I feel like when they write their lyrics and such, I think they do. But I'm not.
Yeah. Maybe it's just a thing where it's like you just have to be there in person. And like whoever is just like not giving it to the judges during that one time, if like their eyes just don't naturally gravitate towards you, it's just easy for them to be like, oh, I don't really remember you. Bye.
Well, I think the issue with okay, so let's talk about the hip hop group. Let's just jump right into them. They're the last ones to perform, but they're the ones who get the song that they wanted, because we will talk about the drama. It trickled over into Untucked as well. So it's a big part of the episode. So this is Robin, Lucy, Jax, and Anitra. And Jax was the one who got that critique about you stand out too much. But I think that's because she was off beat with everybody else. So I don't think they were saying like you stood out because you were like not cohesive within the. I mean, she wasn't cohesive within the group because she was off the beat. So I think that was like a critique of like you were just a few seconds ahead or like a second ahead or something like that. And sort of that's what made her stand out. I think that was sort of the main reason she was in the bottom. The other two, or part of the bottom three, the other two queens that were part of the bottom three didn't know their words. As soon as Anitra got out there, I was like, oh no, especially because I'm like personally rooting for her. So my heart sank when I saw she didn't know the words. I was like, no. And Robin kept, you know, like turning around. Robin also didn't really seem to know the words in the lip sync either, but we'll get there.
Yeah.
So I think it's just like a bigger issue with that group.
You know, what I thought was interesting is I've gone back now. I've watched the episode twice and I've watched just the groups right before we went on the Instagram live because I was like, I really want to remember this for the podcast. I don't think Jax was off from people. I think who she was standing next to, which was not Anitra and not Robin, who was the fourth person in that group.
Lucy?
Lucy was off. Nope. Lucy was the one that was off. And when you watch them, Lucy's a half beat behind. Jax is on the beat.
So there's another situation like with Raja and Scarlett O'Hara.
Yes. So when I watched it, that's what I see. And so I don't know, like I didn't see Jax off. I saw Lucy off, but I think because Lucy's voice was funny and I think she had wittier lyrics that saved her, and then they had to come up with something. And you'll notice that the shots that they have for her when Jax is in that, when there's like everybody, it's just Jax and Lucy that they show. And then they're like, see, you were off. And I was like, show the other two.
So they just wanted to put her in the bottom. And they're like,
I think they
need a good reason.
But it, I just think it's interesting. We'll get to it. But there's somebody else who I thought was glaringly should have been in the bottom and that was safe. And I was like, but I just, I kind of just felt like Anitra should have been in the bottom because she didn't know the lyrics. I agree with that. But I didn't think that Jax was off. And I thought that Robin stood out fine. And if anything, I thought that she and Jax were the two that stole that group show. It was actually, I thought to myself while I watched it, I was like, oh, look at Robin take her moment and like do the splits and order everybody else around on stage and be in character and all this other stuff. This is great. And then they're like, you're safe. You didn't really push it. And I was like,
they just wanted to get rid of her.
Yeah,
it did. And like the facial expressions that Rue was giving the entire time, every time like that, some like kind of flip and dip would occur. I was like, okay, so that's the standard now because the other teams aren't doing that. So like, if you do a flip and a dip, that means that you're not following the old challenge. I don't know. It just, I mean, it's drag. They're not old. I don't know. It just felt a little weird.
It also, it reminded me, these critiques and the performance reminded me of when Aquaria was in the Farmerusical challenge and she played the old lady and they were like, you weren't old lady enough.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, some.
It's like, we want you to be 1 foot in the grave, bitch. Die.
Well, like my mom's almost 70 and she's like out there playing pickleball and being active. So. Yeah. She's just my mom. It's fine. I don't think my mom can dance like that, but you know, also, who knows? Like, maybe she got the hidden talent.
But that's the thing too, right? And I liked the lyrics all together. I think they were funny, but when you watch them all back to back, and when you watch it as many times as I have now watched, I'm like, it's the same four jokes they all recycled about, like, oh, I might break my back. Did I shit my pants? Oh no! like that was the only jokes that they had the entire time, and I was like, you know, we might want to, I don't know, spruce up the lyrics or like give them a little bit more direction, because there's a part of me that was like, oh man, at what point does this turn into an ageist kind of
it was already like, come on. I actually do have the lyrics pulled up. If we want to go over them,
how many times somebody pooped or peed?
Yeah, we can do a count. You can talk about how many times people broke their backs. Okay. So Nitra's was old dirty bitch, but she's on the beat, which is funny considering Jax's critiques. Call it menopause because mama's in heat. I may be 86, but I can slip your disc, bounce up and down, but you know it's high risk. I may be sleek, but I got tea to spill. Can't keep it up and you're out of the will. Smack it like will. I don't remember that. I think bitch, are you my grandson?
Yeah, smack it like Will, she hit her ass. And I was like, are you supposed to be talking about Will Smith and that smack?
Oh, yes. Keep it up and keep your name out of. Wait, who was that, her lyric to keep your name out of? I don't remember. Whatever. Anyway, like it was fine. It was fine.
They were cute.
Cute. Jax's is get back, make some room. I got cataracts. Beth, are you keeping track? Okay.
Yeah, I am.
I don't want to break. I don't want to crack. Help me up when I fall on my back. Yeah, I'm going to slay when I ain't in heels, in a wheelchair, rim you want to steal, dancing on graves and pushing up daisies. Let me get up and slay with these ladies.
What I liked about Jax's lyrics is that the whole point of this was supposed to be being old with your friends, and hers was like, I'm a slave with my ladies and that kind of thing. It was about her, but at the end she brought it back to that. And I know in Untucked they talk about how the country group did a really good job of making sure it was really cohesive about being a part of the group. But I also kind of just felt like Jax just, to me, like did the assignment I don't know.
Yeah. I thought she did fine. I mean, so like, okay, I'm just going to take a guess, Beth, of who would be the other one that you would put in the bottom.
Okay.
And I'm going to say this person had a twin or has a twin.
They had a twin. She died.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's not on the show anymore, so she doesn't count. I'm just going to guess. Is that correct? Am I correct?
That is 1,000% correct.
Okay. Yeah. So let's talk about that group. So this was, let me pull it up. This was the heavy metal group, right? So this was
a Sasha.
Mom coming from the Instagram live, by the way, if you missed it, we did an Instagram live on the Rahab Graham's channel. And we were talking about our final four, our ideal final four for this season, season 15. And Amon had this audacity to say, now I'm not saying that Spice should win. But I get it. The whole point is you want to see what she's doing without her twin, right? So Amon, what do you think Spice was doing this week without her twin?
She was failing! She was failing this challenge. I don't understand. Like I want her to stay and be safe. But RuPaul, you can't do this. Like, at some point, she's going to have to, and she probably will. I don't know what they're keeping her around for. Maybe there's some other challenge, that some other storyline that the producers are interested in. I don't know. Maybe just Robin Fierce was just like not giving them anything to chew on. And then once Amethyst was gone, they were like, all right, well, because they really did let so them true. Go both back to back. Like, that was kind of insane.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I didn't get like old from her. And granted, she's one of the younger, I think she's the youngest one left, right? Like, she's what, 21? So
probably.
She kind of, you know, had the highest hill to climb, but still, it just wasn't up to snuff with her peers. She's lucky that she was in such a strong group.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
There was nothing old about her. Her lyrics weren't old. Her makeup was, what the hell was that? She had her cute current voice. Like, you gotta do some voice acting here. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, Lucy did it the best out of everybody, out of the entire group. But like, girl, you can't be like, hi, I'm Spice and I'm here to slay and everybody's gonna come up in the mirror. Like, what are you doing?
Okay, wait, I do have her lyrics. Where are they?
Please do it in your best Spice impression.
There's no, so this is like from Genius Lyrics, so I didn't like transcribe these, so there's like one question mark in this where they just like don't know what the lyric was, so I'm just gonna like run with that. Okay, you might ask, how's your head? I'll be sexy and spicy till the day I drop dead. Roll around and wet the bed. My kitty cat, question mark, if I don't take my meds.
Got them dry.
Got the menses lining up. Even though I'm old, I still like to what? call me a Cooper because I like them young. But if you're old, then you gotta be hung.
Okay, size queen.
I like the condition though, that like, but if you're young, it's fine.
Yeah, if you're young, it's okay.
Oh, maybe it's supposed to be cougar. I don't know why.
I think it was supposed to be cougar.
Like,
what
is cougar? I was like,
maybe that's some Gen Z slang. I don't know.
She'd be the one to tell you too.
Exactly. Yeah.
It, for me, there was nothing in her performance that gave old lady. And like, I mean, acting, voice acting, the makeup, nothing. And then in her lyrics, now when I heard you read it out slowly, she said menses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, not Menzies?
I thought she was saying Menzies, and I was like, oh, but I'm not sure.
I think it's a double entendre. It's like Menzies, yeah, but also like incorrectly pluralizing men.
Now, let's be honest here, okay? I think it's time that cis gay men learn a little bit about the female reproductive system, which is that menopause is not happening when you're an elderly. It is happening before that.
It should have happened already. If that is happening that late,
Woo. So it's just like Menzies coming on. And I'm like,
she looks like a cat from Cats.
She looks like freaking Valentina in All Stars 4 as Eartha Kitt.
I was just going to say,
that's what I'm saying.
Like a bad Eartha Kitt. Like, oh, God.
Pull in my lever.
Oh, I love Spice so much, but this episode, girl, no.
No, it wasn't it. It wasn't it.
She gave catnip. That was the Spice she was this time.
Oh, yeah. It was that. Very much that. She kind of just like stumbles around the stage a little bit. Oh, she even does a little bit of like kitty cat claws. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Does she think she was Mr. Mistopheles?
Maybe. Yeah.
That tracks.
Spice's conjuring turn. Yeah, I'm sure.
Just do better, please, next week so I don't have to sit here and have this conversation about you like this.
This is the second week, too, I'm on, where we've been like, yeah, she deserves to be in the bottom. And you have to just sit here and deal with
it. I'm tired of going to bat. I'm tired of it.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, let's talk about the rest of the group, right? We have Sasha, we have Malaysia, and Aura, which we have two of the top two. Because who was the other one? Yeah, Mistress was the other one on top. Mm-hmm. So we have two of the top two here and the ultimate winner, which I feel like Amon is a little bit of a, or was a controversial decision, at least from what we saw at home.
Yes. I just think that you're with this group, you were sort of hard-pressed to not give it to Sasha Colby here. The way that she opened that up, and that this is like, because I will be honest, like I knew who Sasha Colby was even before Carrie Colby was on the show. Like I like knew of her presence. I'd never watched any of her performances. I knew what she looked like, but I didn't know anything past that. I just knew that she was really famous and I knew that she could perform her ass off. And this episode, I was like, oh, okay, I get it now. Like that presence when she came around that corner like that. That like just using every inch of her body throughout that in performance, it was just so, and it was just so funny. It was so good. It was so tight. It was so well. It, like every movement had an intention behind it. Like it was, she is a performer, and no one else was up to par with that. I just don't know. Yes, like Aura delivered. She certainly had a great time up there, and she had her moments too. Mm-hmm. But it was just not on the same level. Like I don't know why. I guess she would be a close second for me if I'm choosing specifically within that group. Sure. But second nonetheless, not the winner.
I 1000% agree. I think for me, Sasha had the energy. And if you're talking about heavy metal is pure energy. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're supposed to be giving. It's an intensity. It's not only just in the singing, it's an intensity and so much of the messaging behind it. It's so much of the tones, everything. And Sasha just completely embodied that, which was great. And I think Aura did a good job of embodying it too. And I actually thought Malaysia did a good job of, like, if her role as the friend in this group was to be the little bit more subdued, but still kind of hardcore and trying to keep up with their friends kind of thing. I thought that was fun in camp. And I was here for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was Spice. But I thought the group in general was okay. And when I go back and I think about this, like, I really think that the country group had the most cohesiveness as like a foursome. But I felt like this group had the most standout in good and bad ways. And like the hip hop group, like we've already kind of talked about like our feelings on that. I don't know. I think I can see them make a case for Aura. I don't agree with it personally. I'm happy for Aura. I said last week, I think this could be a good challenge for Aura, or it could be one that she says she's going to be good at and doesn't deliver. And I'm really happy that she did deliver, because I really think that this is going to be good for her trajectory and that kind of thing. But I don't know, man. I agree with you, Iman. I kind of felt like Sasha edged her out here.
Yeah.
Sure. I think I would agree with you both here. I feel like what Sasha did was not only have the intensity, but also somehow give levels. Mm-hmm. Like even yes. her body, like going up, going down, like moving around and making it sort of visually appealing to watch. What Aura did, I think, was have so much intensity, and like her expression and her face and the way that she painted her old lady makeup was just like so intense and so visually strong at coming mm-hmm. across to the camera. But it was just this like rah, like in my face the whole time, which I think is good for metal. But I think what to me was a more dynamic and interesting performance was with what Sasha did. Yeah. So I personally probably would have given it to Sasha. You know, I don't know if maybe it was like the runway that they felt, you know, could eke out one over the other. But just based on soul performances, I would give it to Sasha. And I also agree with what Beth is saying, that I think that the country group, which we'll talk about next, I think overall they as a group, my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there were individual performances in the metal group that I liked better. So if I'm going to give it individual winner, I would give it to probably Sasha. But if I'm going to give like a group win, then it's going to the country group for 1,000% sure for me.
Yeah.
I actually probably would have put heavy metal in the bottom. I probably would have put, in terms of overall how the groups did.
They were the least really? Cohesive.
They I think were the least the cohesive. Yeah.
Because I think that even the hip hop group had some potentially mistimed, maybe Lucy, we don't know.
Or Jax, depending on who's watching, unclear. If it's Michelle or Beth.
Yes. They at least had some choreography that felt unifying.
Yeah. Uniform. Yeah.
Yeah. Or even with, you know, not necessarily that the looks from the metal group were so different from one another. They were all sort of like black and either gold or silver, but the mm-hmm. track suits that the hip hop group war, I think, like just made them feel a little bit cohesive. Mm-hmm. I still think the country group was like far and away outstanding. Mm-hmm. when it came to, yeah, the like group win, but we've, you know, look, they're just not judging them as teams really anymore. So individually it doesn't, you know, that's what we're seeing is the main criteria.
I also think too that, I think part of this might be cinematography for us too, right? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. the heavy metal group was a lot of individual shots. Right. And the other two groups, whether they, I think because they were so spread out on the stage, like you had them in a line, but very spaced out. So it's hard to just, you can't shoot the whole thing from way behind, you know, right. the stage. So I just kind of feel like they didn't do themselves favors from a cohesive standpoint. Not to say they didn't do a good job, but they were good individuals, but they weren't like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think them not being as cohesive and not being tied down to like more choreography that like was what allowed them to mm-hmm. have their moment and really go for it.
And conversely, Spice should have been in the bottom because of it. Sorry about it.
Yeah. Well, because they didn't have to remember choreography, right? They could just get out there and be themselves, which is exactly mm-hmm. what Spice did. Spice went out and was herself. Mm-hmm. I really liked also Sasha Colby, and maybe it's just because she was the first one to start the group, but her like starting line, also the call, because she includes the callback to the like the yeah. neck snapping, which is yep. like, so smart. Exactly. So her line was calling all grannies, put them dentures in the air, cracking this neck. Thank God for Medicare. Even the way that she did the timing of that line felt like so metal. It felt so mm-hmm. on the nose. I was really impressed with her. And there's such high expectations for her going into the season, but it was just so nice to see her like live up to those expectations. 1,000%. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about the country group. So this was Mistress, Lux, Selena, and Marsha. They wanted heavy metal. They got country. And honestly, they were so good as a team. Like, yeah. so good as a team. They looked like they had been practicing for, like, weeks, mm-hmm. in my yeah. opinion.
Like, this could be something that you put on a vaudevillian drag queen
yeah,
tour.
Take this one on the road. Yeah.
You know, I really liked it. I thought it was fun. It was a great way to open. It set the bar really high. And I think that's probably why I also felt like, because metal went second, I kind mm-hmm. of felt like it dropped off a little bit from a team perspective, because this is what opens the show. Mm-hmm. So I can understand, like, when you go to Untucked, Marsha being like, I'm surprised I'm not in the top because 80% of that was me putting this together. But I was also like, girl, they don't know that.
Yeah, exactly. They don't know that.
And Rue hates your makeup. And maybe you. So
honestly, oh my God.
But I will say, I don't think Mistress should have been in the top out of this group. I think that Selena actually stole the show for me much more than Mistress did, in a good way.
Yeah, and because Selena was so apprehensive about doing this genre in the first place, but still like gave it everything that she had. Like, Selena is hungry. She does not want to ever be in the bottom again. And so I am like, really, I was pulling for her this episode. And, cause, you know, sometimes you get those queens, as we saw with Amethyst, that are in the bottom and then like, this will never happen again. I swear I'll do better. Next week, they're in the bottom. And then you get 1 week off and then you're in the bottom the next week and then you go home. So it's just like, I don't want that to be her narrative. And from what we've seen during this challenge, I don't think that it will be. So I'm very hopeful for her. And I agree with you. I think that she definitely was probably the most energetic out of the four of them.
That's so funny that you guys, like, so I would have said Lux, which I think then also goes to show like how strong just that group did. If we're all each like picking the different people that we would have put in the top. I do think that Mistress did a great job. I think Lux did a great job. I agree. I think Selena did a great job. Marsha was probably the one that I lost the most overall. But again, but it's not like, she stood out in a bad way.
Right.
She was still totally cohesive. I don't know if they made their outfits, but they looked identical. Did they
I think the hip hop and country groups were definitely given their stuff. And I don't know if the metal group, I think they have an option to choose whether or not they're going to opt into something or not. But I'm not 1,000% sure on that, because I know sometimes they have to wear the outfits that they're given. Sometimes they're given a choice.
Okay. I assume they were provided just because they were so matchy-matchy.
But yeah, all I kept seeing was McDonald's for the damn country group. That's all I kept seeing.
It was a, little red and yellow, red and
Red and yellow.
Oh my God.
Oh, McDonald's, bitch.
Let me see if I can pull up some of the lyrics, because I think that, you know, it was interesting with a group that was so vehement on doing heavy metal to then do country and all like really execute so well with country that I think it was also maybe a little bit of a surprise and like a low expectations kind of thing to go in thinking like, okay, this is what they didn't want to do. You know, maybe they're not excited about it. Selena obviously is talking about how she doesn't connect with the music. She's like, country, like, what? But then to have all of them just come across so well and be so cohesive, it was, maybe it was a product of low expectations, which is why I feel like they did so well. But I think they just did well.
Yeah, no, I think that they really made sure that they did do well. Like, they were like, okay, well, we gave up what we wanted to do. So there, no way in hell we're going to let them beat us. I mean, they still ultimately got beaten, but still, like, it was a fight to the finish. And I love that. Like, you don't always get what you want. Take what you do get and make shit shine.
As I'm reading through the lyrics now, I'm remembering also why I liked them, because they exemplified, I think, the like friends part of it really well. Yeah. So Mistress's lyrics are, howdy folks, let me give you the tea. My girls can always count on me. Never turn my back for a piece of trade, So we all get laid. Been through some things. That's how it goes. Who said life was a one woman show? I might be old, but I'm having fun. Even at 100, life's begun. And then Lux's verse also talks about we, like it's a lot of using we as pronouns. We don't need men. They waste our time. You know, we don't let these boys get us stressed. My Selena's line, my girls always have my back, even if it's out of whack. There you go, Beth, put one in the tally. And Marsha's verses also look to the left or look left, look right. You've still got friends. So talking about all of that. And I think that if that was part of the criteria of the challenge, they hit that with a nail on the head.
Yeah, and I think that was the whole point, that it was supposed to be like that, because why bring in the old gays, who the whole point about them being on the show is to showcase like your friends are your family well until your golden years, especially when you look at our like our gay and queer elders who have had to go through so much, where we get to be much more open and free than they were.
We get to literally dress up in drag and compete on TV for money.
Correct. And, you know, we're you know, one of the men was saying that like he lost every single one of his friends to AIDS, like at one point, like in, it's a celebration to know that even if you lose friends along the way, you are always going to be able to adapt and find new people to be your family as you move forward. And that's what I thought this was supposed to celebrate. So that's why I loved the country group so, so much, because they really played on that. And the other ones were more about, you know, peeing their pants.
Let's actually stop down and talk about the old gays for a second, because first of all, if you just watch the actual show, they were on there for maybe 10 seconds total. It was like, hey, here's the old gays. Okay, bye.
They're in Speedos.
They're in Speedos, looking jacked. But they were in Untucked. And we did get a lot more from them as Untucked, which is what a lot of the things that Beth is mentioning, where they actually got to give some of their story and what they've been through and why this is so important to like remember what queer people had to deal with really not that long ago, and how much, you know, progress that we've made, even though there is still a ways to go, but just as a remembrance of that. So if you're interested and you haven't watched Untucked, I would recommend it. I actually thought this Untucked episode was really good overall, between the drama and then all of the cameos from the old gays. I thought that that was like A++ content.
Why did this merger or this move over to MTV have to take away such good stuff? So annoying.
I know. Okay,
I'm sure that they don't give a damn, because like they're like not like that pressed about being on Drag Race. I'm sure they were like, you want me to go? Okay, well, I guess we'll do it. Yeah. But like if I were like the young gay, I'd be like, where the hell is my screen time, bitch? Like,
yo, where's my extra 30 minutes? I deserve it. Well, talking about someone who maybe doesn't want their 30 minutes, just to close out the judging, Mistress gets shade, or gets some shade thrown through her. Is that the best way to describe it? It's like Rue throwing shade at Marsha through Mistress.
It's like RuPaul wrote a note in biology and wanted Mistress to pass it on to Marsha in English. You know?
Yeah.
Paint
your face, bitch.
When you think you're done, you're only halfway through. Why does she hate her? It's so funny though. I'm not gonna lie. I feel bad for Marsha, but also at the same time, it's like solid also, content.
I feel bad for Marsha, but at, like you're saying, but at the same time, and Marsha knows this, and this is why I give Marsha a lot of props. Marsha's also a thin white New York City queen who has a very active fan base, and so she's not hurt. You know what I mean? And she's been, you know, basically being like, my fans are some of the reason why other people are getting kicked off their platforms. Y'all need to stop. So like, good for you, Marsha. But I'm also sitting back. I'm like, girl, what did you do? Well, I want to know, did you say something? Did you do something? Like, what's happening?
I don't think that her makeup is, I mean, it's still minimal, but it's not that bad. Now, granted, the look, well, we'll get to that.
We will absolutely get to that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, right before we do that, I do want to talk about the whole drama over like who picked what. First of all, I thought it took up a lot of screen time. I would have preferred
old gays could have been on.
Or the runway, which we will briefly talk about for the 2 seconds that it was on television. This was the first like felt like real drama, especially because it transferred over into Untucked with essentially Malaysia wanting to stand up for her group and be like, no, we want the one we want. We want to do the heavy metal versus sort of the luxe Mistress of it all in what ends up being the country group. But of course, they also wanted the heavy metal. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it was. I feel like for Mistress and Lux, it was mostly just good fun. I mean, obviously they wanted to have the heavy metal, but I think that Sasha and Malaysia really were on like, no. Like, you don't get to decide that you were just going to get this genre and we're not going to have any say about it. Like, if you're going to stand your ground, then I'm going to stand my ground. And I was kind of here for it because I feel like there is like a bit of a cockiness to Lux that can come off. And I think it makes it harder for her to be shady sometimes, because whereas someone like Mistress knows how to do it and kind of get away with it, Lux is, while she's funny, it can still be a little like, okay, girl, you're doing a little too much. And I think that's kind of like what Malaysia was getting at. And the same with Sasha was like, yeah, yes, this isn't cute anymore. We're actually going to do heavy metal and you're just going to go away now. Like, so.
Yeah, there's a difference. I feel like there's two things here. I love petty drama. Okay, I live for it. I sat back and I just laughed at this whole thing because I was like, you guys are arguing about something that at the end of the day doesn't matter because you still have to step your pussy up and do it, whatever, mm-hmm. right? But, and I love the confidence that Lux has. I love mm-hmm. that she loves herself and she knows her worth and all those different kinds of things, because especially for, you know, a young Black queen in America today, like, you better know mm-hmm. your worth and you better tell people what your worth is. Like, absolutely. But that said, I do think that there were times where it was going more into arrogance than it was, you know, her being confident. And that, I think, is entertaining. I'm sorry. I'm just going to put it out there. I was like, this is great. Like, I might personally side with the Malaysian Sashas of the world, but I'm still living because I love that we have queens that are acting like drag queens. This is the point of the show. We've mm-hmm. had how many seasons of Kumbaya and, oh, I'm so sorry that I made you kind of feel a little bit sad. No, like, the point of this is that they're supposed to show us what it's like to be a drag queen in, you know, behind the scenes, right? Mm-hmm. And we have unfortunately made it so that drag queens don't feel like they can be truly shady or really feel themselves or they're acting, right? So I just kind of, I didn't mind this. I didn't mind seeing Mistress and Lux maybe be a little entitled in the moment, because guess what? I bet
looks like you're gonna have to get acquainted with the genre, seeing as how
yeah,
you're
like that was play. Iconic.
Yes,
it was so funny to me, and I'm just watching the hip hop group go.
You're just ping ponging, watching the whole thing.
I live like let the queens argue. I'm here for it, but I do think it went on a little long for the episode comparatively. Like, I think we could have done with about half of that, and we still would have gotten the gist.
I think also because we got so much in Untucked, which I was also very much living for with Malaysia, like getting Marsha involved after Marsha is trying to be like, yeah. I put it behind her. She's like, no, I'm upset. And I want to express that I'm upset, which good girl, like stand up for your feelings. You're allowed to share your feelings. Allowed hell to have yeah. your moment. So yeah, I think I probably would have edited it down a little bit in the main episode, although it was very fun to see. I definitely appreciated a little bit of like actual drama, and good for Malaysia. She just bought herself a few more weeks.
1,000%.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like, you know, have your moment, guys. Like
your moment. Have it.
Like, do it, guys. Like, you have to know that when you were in Untucked, when you're on the show, if you can create a feud, like, I bet, you know what? That's the alliance I'm going to have with somebody. I'm going to go up to someone in the very beginning and go, if things start to look sour for one of us, we just have to start friggin' hating on each other. And let's do it for the cameras. And then, like, we get in the van on the way back to the hotel and we go, like, we just saved ourselves for a few more weeks. Like, that's what that's the alliance I want.
Well, you saw how fast they tossed Robin after really Amethyst did. Left. So, okay. Well, speaking of tossing things quickly, I don't know. The runway this week was Ty dying for tie dye or something like that, I believe.
Tie dye to die for.
Yes. Thank you very much.
It should have just been to die for. I don't know why they did all that, but it's fine.
Tie dye to die for.
Because they extra.
And yeah, this existed for a few seconds, but I'm more than happy to be over a few looks.
I've been down to take out. to freaking tie my shoes. I got back up. It was over. Like, it's like, what
but
the
like,
fuck?
Actually,
should we do the looks rapid fire like the episode? Just boot to next. Boot to next.
I don't even remember them. I know. That's the problem.
Oh, man.
Well, let's start with Marsha's, right? Because I think that was the one that, first of all, was the most confusing to me, because I thought, I was like, did I miss the genre? It's a genre. So,
yes, she was not acquainted with this genre at all.
The red fabric is tie-dye.
Supposedly.
Well, you can kind of see it here. So do you see like the lighter bits and the darker bits?
I thought that was shine from the lights on it.
I mean,
which I'm sure it is tie-dye, but that's what it comes across as versus actually being tie-dye to me.
Oh, I could not tell on the runway. It took both the internet and Untucked to convince me that this was tie-dye. But now that I see it, I do want to point it out. But I mean, okay, she's going obviously for the Brady Bunch reference.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tie-dye, I think.
She said on Twitter, okay, my thought process, I could have easily made a pretty 70s hippie look out of this tie-dye fabric, but I thought to myself, what is the dye? What would stain Marsha's clothes? So I made it the nose blood from my rhinestone football clutch. And then Mistress went on to go ahead and quote that tweet and said, this was a cool story.
Is that sarcasm? Honestly, I can't tell.
It's Mistress. It's sarcasm. It's sarcasm.
What am I thinking?
I will say this. When you have the up close, right, her makeup looks fine, right? But when you look at this image, for those that are watching the video from farther away, I can understand why RuPaul's like, great, you're almost there. Now keep going, right? Mm-hmm. So what's difficult, and I think a lot of us forget, is like, these queens are used to normally painting for the stage if they are performers in real life, right? Versus the people who are more Instagram or social media queens and that kind of thing, right? But what's hard about Drag Race is that you have to paint not only for the stage, but also for television. Mm-hmm. And there's like an actual delicate process here. I would argue that someone like Malaysia probably paints beautifully for the stage, but because she has HD cameras coming at her, she's getting clocked more by fans for her makeup. And I understandably so, because I look at it sometimes like last week and this week and I went, ooh, I don't know. And I have to say, like, if that's the one thing that I can say that's nice about your outfit for this theme, girl, why did you think you were in the top?
I mean, I don't mind it. I don't mind it. I like the reference to herself. I think that is just so tough to see the tie-dye.
Tie-dye. The whole point of tie-dye is for it to be multiple colors. It's all just red.
Well, it doesn't even have to be multiple colors. It has to, like, it has to have that, like, tie-dye cut. It has to be tie-dyed. Like,
it's but I feel like, doesn't it defeat the purpose if it's all homogenous color?
Then it's just,
you're just dyeing it. Like, it's, I feel just, like, what's the definition of, I always thought that tie-dye was inherently multicolored, or at least more than one color.
You can do tie-dye with one color, and it's like the whole, like you could take a t-shirt and only put blue on it, for example, and like scrunch it up and put all these things in and then, you know, go and dye it, right? Through the process, there will be different shades of that color, but it'll be one color. And I think what hurts her is like, it looks like one, maybe two, but I don't see any white in there that break up the red, right?
So I pulled up Robin's, which is, I think, an example of what Beth is talking about, where it looks like it's pretty much one color. It's like this purple color, purple pink color, but it's like varying levels of it. So you can still sort of see the white, and like it's a little bit more obvious. I think Aura's look also was like, it looked like black, but bleach, like tie-dyed with bleach.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
okay, I just zoomed in. I couldn't tell from the one that you posted. I just found another picture and zoomed in. I see it now.
Marsha's?
Yes.
So let's just recap. You had to zoom in on something that you couldn't even see a still on to see if it was tie-dyed or not. Like, that's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's the problem. It's like tough. Also, again, it's so freaking short, but here I pulled Aura's. It's a little bit tough to see, but hers to me, as someone who's done a lot of tie-dye, looks black, but tie-dyed with a bleach, which makes this like yellowish sort of orangey tint, like tint to it.
So, I love this look, by the way. I loved Aura's look. I love this, like,
giving very much Niobe, Jada Pinkett Smith in The Matrix. It's giving very much that.
It's giving genderqueer. I love it very, very much. I loved Aura's, you know, background of saying like, you know, I always used to be really feminine and then I kind of like overcompensated to a certain extent, you know, was more mask presenting. And now people call me like a bush queen, which I think is funny. That has a very different connotation in the ball scene. So just so you guys know that, but like for the viewers at home, but it to me, I just think it's really cool to have somebody come on with a more masculine looking but also feminine look. I love when people play with more of like an androgynous style. And I loved this.
Yeah. Okay. Any other looks you want to highlight while we're talking about the looks?
What else is that I really, really like?
I liked Sasha Colby's, her like latex.
Yes, that was a lot of fun. I wasn't the biggest fan of Anitra. Something about it was like missing for me.
I think she was missing a lot of fabric.
That'll do it.
I did love Lux's, but Lux, I mean, you kind of Lux is going to give it to you every damn runway. So that's kind of, and I loved Anitra's Selena's that wig, ooh, and that paint on that face, ooh, it was a dream come true, honey.
I will say that Selena's was. It took me a second to realize it was supposed to be like seashells,
a reef. Yeah.
I thought she was a fish.
Yeah.
She's not a fish. She's a reef.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
She's a coral.
Coral.
She's Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin. New drag name, I call it.
Yeah.
And her makeup is stunning too.
So good. She looks so beautiful. Yeah. I haven't said this enough, but I think Selena's body's so hot. Like, I love the way she's gorgeous. She's beautiful.
All right. Well, we spent more time on the runway than the show did. So success. Good job, team.
They really got to get it together. I was kind of shocked that Lonnie Love did kind of tweet that out. I was like, oh, Lonnie, please, like, don't say too much.
I was here for it. What are they going to do? Not bring her back on? I think not. Like, I'm sure RuPaul's sitting there at home being like, I wish I could say something, but I can't. Michelle's going to go on tour and make a joke up about it in like, you know, a year and a half.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We have the lip sync to discuss here on this day. So we have Robin and Jax in the bottom two, which, by the way, how do you guys feel about that decision? I feel like we didn't really discuss that. If you feel like that was the right bottom two, but shaking her head no. I'm going to assume Spice is one of the ones that you expect.
Spice and Anitra should have been in the bottom two. I will, you know, die saying this. I feel like those should have been the bottom two. If you had to choose out of the ones that the judges arbitrarily chose, then I would say, you know, I don't think Jack should have been in the bottom. From what I saw, I could be very wrong. Maybe I'm the only person in the world who thought that Lucy was off and not Jack's. But I would say that it should have been Anitra in the bottom two and over Jack's.
Well, if you want to send Robin home, who is a little bit of a stunt queen herself, you got to pick two other stunt queens.
Fair enough.
Next conspiracy theory. Maybe they didn't want to risk Anitra going home. So they're like, Jax, your turn.
And I don't know why they wanted to send her home so bad. And I felt so bad because like during the Untucked, as she's packing her stuff up, Robin is like, it's okay to be like a reserved person. I was like, it is. Like, you don't have to be like, you don't have to be a Selena S. Titties. Fuck that. Yeah.
But also, do reserved people make good TV? It takes a lot
it
more,
depends
right?
on the reserved person, but typically, no. So I agree with you there. I don't know. Just her having to say that out loud just made me feel, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I would say we have had definitely one reserved winner, which is Sasha Velour. I don't think Sasha was very outgoing or personable or anything until like later on in the competition. And like the things
that she also wasn't supposed to win.
Oh, and then, but I think that I really do think that. Whoop, I have someone knocking at my door. so stay tuned. No, but
Sasha Velour.
Oh my God. Yeah, she heard you.
Robin, is that you? No, but I just think, honestly, that the people who were like rock. I'm so sorry. It's beeping in the background. I honestly think that Robin has all the personality out in the world. And I really wish her the best of luck. And also she responded to our hop up Instagram thing and thanked us for this support. So I'll be right back.
Okay. That's the thing is like, it felt like the kiss of death for Robin. Cause we had seen her be in the top once, had seen nothing from her. And then her critique of, what did they say exactly? I want to make sure I don't get it wrong. Something's holding you back. You're not, you know, so it's
we're not getting the real you.
Exactly. Like maybe that is the real her. Maybe she just quiet, right?
Yes.
I feel bad for her for being put in that situation because it felt like it came seemingly out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. I didn't think that Robin was like going to be like a front runner, at least not at this point, but I did not think that she'd be the next to go. I was like shocked. Yeah. I was like, wow.
Yeah, okay. That just kind of came out of the blue, to be honest.
Okay. Beth, who was at the door? Was it her? Was it Robin?
No. Okay. It was an Amazon delivery.
Oh, okay. I won't ask you what you got, but I am curious.
I don't even think it was for me. I think it's for someone else in the building. Oh. They just couldn't get in. So,
anything else from this episode that you guys want to talk about? Yay, nay.
Meg Stelter was hilarious. I love all of her failed puns. It's funny as hell.
I threw shade at her in the beginning only because I was like, that's literally who I would be if they put me on the judges table like today. Like, I love her so much. Like, I thought she was really stupidly fun.
And she was having so much fun, too. It was just like a joy to watch.
1,000%.
I have one. Well, actually, you know what? Okay, let's talk about next week. We are getting a reboot of the Daytona Wind. And what I do want to point out.
It's funny. It's funny.
But we know the joke this time. I just hope it's different.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure where they're going to go with this. But the one thing that I love is that Rue is directing. This makes me excited and also terrified for the girls because this is Rue's chance to get up personal and close as hell with these queens, where if Rue's not liking your vibe, because it's one thing to be on stage and to give off a vibe there, it's another thing to do it when you are in an acting challenge, you're responding to direction. I'm so curious to see how that goes and whether or not the queens can sort of pick up on what Rue is giving or not giving and how they can sort of change and navigate that whole situation. So that is the one thing that I am excited about for next week.
Yeah, I think it'll be really interesting. And I also think that they have better step it up in the rehearsal area then, because you're going to get a full shakedown of criticism.
The very, very last thing, completely unrelated, somewhat related to season 15. One of our listeners on Twitter, Ryan, reached out and identified one Selena S. Titties, who has applied at least at one point for Survivor. So 3 years ago, Selena posted her audition tape for Survivor on YouTube. It's a minute long. It's on her YouTube, like the Selena S. Titties' YouTube. So if you're interested, I highly recommend you check it out.
That's
it's
so cool.
So like colliding of worlds to watch.
I would love to see her on Survivor.
Right?
She would be hilarious. I'm here for it.
I would also be in favor of this because we were just talking about on the Insta Live that we did. Did we plug this enough? in case you missed out, our Insta Live that we did on the Raha. Okay, anyway, I'm done. We talked
I need it to happen now.
We talked about other drag queens going on reality TV shows like Traitors. So if Survivor doesn't want her, put her on Traitors because I would definitely be a fan of that as well.
No, I need Selena. Go ahead. I don't know, Jeff. The whole reason why this trap is on my step right now is because blah, 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 blah. Like, I would love that energy of her just like yelling in tribal council or like a confessional of her being like, I found the immunity idol. It's the hidden for the, and everyone's like, well, we now know that Selena found the hidden idol. She just yelled it from the middle of the jungle.
Oh my God. So but good. Seriously.
Is that Selena? Is that Selena?
Did she win? She got the idol.
She got the
idol. Let's blindside her tonight. Yeah. Like, oh my gosh.
Poor Selena. That's it. We're done. That's all the news. It's all she wrote. Where, Aman, can people find you on social media? What else are you up to?
Just hanging out with the Drag Race crew for now. At least you can follow me everywhere at Aman Adwin, baby. Well, just Aman Adwin, not the baby part.
Maybe you should change your handle.
Aman Adwin, baby.
As an option.
Everyone's just going to think Aman has a baby. And yeah, that's their Instagram account or Twitter account.
Aman coming Adwin soon.
Look at.
Is there something you want to tell us?
No, I'm having a baby.
You okay, heard it here first.
Yeah, exactly. Breaking news are happening now. Where can people find you on social media? What else do you have going on?
You can find me at AugustaWind11, baby, or no baby. You can find me at AugustaWind11 on all my platforms. And I'm also just kicking it with you guys on the Drag Race podcast for right now and enjoying a little bit of, you know, this is all I have to focus on while we podcast. And then, you know, Survivor will come up soon enough and I'm sure we'll have lots
of plugs. Survivor, Canada, lots of stuff coming.
Oh yeah, BB can.
Yes. Okay. And you can find me on Twitter at Liana, B-A-B-Y. I am podcasting, obviously, about Drag Race. And as Beth mentioned, Survivor is coming soon. I have so much previews to catch up on because Mike and I are definitely going to be back for the B&B doing a preview show and then, of course, into the regular season. So he's doing a ton of stuff on Parade.com as well as previews with Rob. So I highly recommend you check all of that out. Plug for Mike. Plug for us. You can leave your star ratings and reviews on iTunes. robhasawebsite.com/dragrace. I also do want to push the Rehab Ups feed. It's a place, it's a catch-all. You can find us. You can find any other content for the RHAP shows that cover so much when it comes to reality TV. Get your fix there as well as listen to us. And that is robhasawebsite.com/rehabupsfeed. Feed. So that is robhasawebsite.com/rhapupsfeed. No baby. Okay, we're done. No, we're getting out of here. Thank you, Scott St. Pierre, and of course, the whole RHAP team for all their help behind the scenes. And we'll talk to y'all soon. Bye.